This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, church in Australia is set to change for a lot of people starting this weekend after the new social distancing rules the Prime Minister announced on Monday. Now that indoor gatherings are limited to 100 people only to prevent the spread of coronavirus, thousands of churches are having to seriously adapt. Wayne Alcorn is the national president of the Australian Christian Churches, which takes in many of the Pentecostal churches across the country, and he joins me now. G'day, Wayne.
Hey, Claire.
What a week, hey?
It's a crazy ride right now.
Yeah, especially for someone such as yourself heading up a large organisation. Firstly, I'd just like to get a little snapshot of the scope of your job. How many churches and people does the Australian Christian Churches, or ACC, represent?
Well, there's over 1,000 churches in our nation, and it's approaching somewhere around 400,000 people that would be connected to our churches.
And how many of those churches are greater than 100 people that will be disrupted by these new crowd size restrictions?
A lot of them. Mm. The vast majority of them are. Mm-hmm. That, therefore, totally changes the way we do church as of now, for heaven knows how long.
Yeah, right. So what are the effectors churches planning to do to work within these new restrictions? What are you advising the churches to do, and what are some of the measures they're putting in place?
Well, I think firstly, I think we all need to realise the church is not a building, and the church is not a gathering, and the church is not a meeting. It goes beyond Sunday. And I think what we are saying to all of our leaders right now, pastor your people 7 days a week, remind them that the building's not the church, but they are the church. And we've got some strong messaging out there that says public services are cancelled, but church is not. So in the midst of all of that, we are absolutely 100% telling all of our pastors and all of our churches, cooperate with any directive given by the government and authorities. We need to do what we are told to do so that the vulnerable are not put at further risk. So if the number's 100, we won't be gathering in groups larger than that. In fact, we're discouraging any gathering, to be quite honest. So then in the midst of that, one of my strongest encouragement to all of our pastors is they need to do whatever they can to be a calm voice of faith and hope and love. They need to do what they can to not swamp the people with information, but speak life and communicate the strategies around how people can receive the word of God. So we as a group are doing all we can to ensure that churches are resourced and coached to know how to connect with their people in some form of Sunday worship experience online. You know, the technology is our friend, and at the moment, whether it's the Christian media, who I think have got such an important role right now, and the various platforms that we have through the internet, that they're using them. And we're trying to help each church do their own, in quotes, broadcast, Facebook Live and other means. And we've got a wonderful group of people that are already working furiously to make sure they're resourced and know what to do. And so I think, pastors, speak to your people, get your leadership levels looking out for everybody, use social media wisely, don't ramp up fear, ramp up faith, and find some way for people to receive the word, worship in their homes on Sunday, and preferably at the normal time when they would normally have gone to a building, worship at home.
Mm. I know that the Hillsong Network is associated with the ACC, and of course they're the biggest church in the country. Mm-hmm. And they have been doing live streaming of services for a long time, and so they're very familiar with this, as are some of the larger churches in your network. But I'm curious, does this move the focus away from the Sunday service a little and onto what the church is as an organic sort of body of believers through the week when we can't meet as a people on a Sunday morning?
Yeah, well, in short, yes. I don't think it's a case of or. I think it's a case of and. Mm. The reality is this too will pass. Mm. We will come to a day when this virus has run its course and we've seen God intervene and life comes back to normal. I don't think we should break the habit when we're allowed to again gather. There's something powerful. It always has been, from the Old Testament through the New and right through church history, of the church gathering together for corporate worship. But go to places around the world where that is banned, the church is still prevailing. The church is still strong. So you go to the book of Acts, and in chapter 2, they met in the temple and they met in houses. And I think sometimes we get into arguments and we get a little corner, is it the temple or is it houses? I think it's meant to be both. But what I think this is going to do is it's going to recalibrate things where people don't just rely on, in quotes, the Sunday service, but we realize that our faith must live 24/7. We need to personally take more responsibility for our own personal devotion and not just rely on some pastor or priest to bring us the word of God, and that real, true, rich fellowship and friendship and communion and community actually takes even more importance in our life. Then when we're allowed to regather, I think we can come back stronger, spiritually healthier than ever.
What's the mood among the pastors that you're speaking to on the phone throughout the past few days?
They're in faith, especially some of the men and women leading smaller churches. They've never relied on technology to care for their people, so they are asking for help. But they're all believing that God is bigger than this. We will get through this. We are going to have to care for people that are feeling the burden of this. Every day we hear more and more people made redundant or unemployed at the moment. And so they're just taking on their shoulders the responsibility of helping and caring for people. But there's not panic. And that's the one thing. The church needs to be a voice of calm. It needs to be a voice of hope in the midst of this tsunami of bad news. And I think they're stepping up to the plate and saying, okay, we're up for this. We're going to be a voice of light and love in the midst of all of this stuff going on.
Awesome. And just lastly, what's one piece of advice that you'd give to Christians who are feeling a little disconnected, Wayne, from the loss of face-to-face contact?
You know, Claire, I don't know what the unfolding policy is going to look like. This could change tomorrow and again the next day. My encouragement, and I saw a friend of mine who captured it so nicely. He said, we may be socially distant, but we need to be closer than ever. You know, I think we take each other for granted. Just because we're in the same room, I don't think we've often connected heart to heart. And I think this is going to change the way we see and value each other. I've got a 92-year-old father that I may not be able to see for a fair while, but I'm going to be more intentional about connecting with him. I'm actually setting an iPad in his unit today so that I can teach him how to do FaceTime. That's going to be fun.
Lovely.
We might not be able to go into each other's homes. That is a possibility. But we could slip a note under each other's door. We could leave a note in the letterbox. Can I go to the shop for you if you're actually confined to your house? Do you need your yard mowed? You know, simple things like that. And I think my message to Christians is we may not be gathering in large groups, but we can still have a big heart. And we can show it in Jesus' name. And the Lord will show you, day by day, he's going to show you. Just be kind, ask people how they're doing, find out how you can practically help. And this is a pretty good time to do some things we used to do. We actually used to listen to each other's voice rather than just send each other's text and email. This is
right.
The time to hear each other's voice and hear each other's heart.
Awesome. Very encouraging words. Thanks for your time, Wayne.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.